everybody. This is your boy Shawan Harrison coming to you live today. We're going to talk about existentialism, but I want to more specifically use Ralph Ellison's Invisible Man. But before we can do that, let's talk about who Ralph Ellison was. So Ralph Ellison was an African-American novelist born in 1914 and he died in 1994. He's most famously named after the African-American author Ralph Waldo Emerson. His most famous piece is the piece we're going to talk about today, Invisible Man, that was published in 1952. He was a music major at Tuskegee Institute at the time, and he was inspired to write by Richard Wright. A list of his few biographical works include Invisible Man, that was printed in 1952, Shadow Act, Juneteenth, Trading Twills, and 3 Days of Shooting, but you get the gist of that. So let's jump in. One of the first quotes that really pulled with my intrigue, it states, "I am invisible, understand, simply because people refuse to see me." The protagonist in the piece was refused, the white people refused to look at him. They refused to acknowledge his existence because his existence is defined by whiteness, and the only way for him to claim back his black body is to stop performing for the scholarship committee, but instead focus on self-mastery. See, what thing that we failed to realize, that the protagonist failed to realize in the piece, was that performativity was only degrading the man that he was, and it did not allow him to be a self-master, but instead it forced him to live for money or live for his survival. And unfortunately, in many of the communities within the neighborhoods of LGBTQIA rights, of black people, of any minority within America, that is their existence. But in order to live outside of that, one must begin to actually push the envelope of what it means to exist in America. He actually begins to do this when he pushes against the social norm of living amongst people, but instead he goes into the underground streets of New York in an effort to fight against socialism. Another quote that I really want to look at, it states that invisibility to which I refer occurs because of a peculiar disposition of the eyes with whom I come in contact. A matter of the construction of their inner eyes, those eyes with which they look through their physical eyes upon reality. Self-mastery, when a person realizes the only way to adjust the view of the inner eyes of the racist people is to realize that their eyesight does not denote a deficiency in the person being observed, but rather it displays a problem with the way white people have been socialized. In order for the protagonist to really understand his socializing process, he has to acknowledge first that the deficiency is not within him, but it's within the systematic oppression that he has experienced. The protagonist understood that the way white people were socialized was a problem, and that is why he withdraws himself from society, because he understands that the commercialism of New York and America more broadly is not conducive for sound decision making to problem solve the situation in which he lives in. But that looking within himself, one can find and provide solutions that cannot otherwise exist when an individual who is oppressed has to depend on the oppressor. This is your boy Shawan Harrison. Thank you and have a good day.